awesome morning party.
Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the show. It's Sound Effect Tuesday.
Did we just do the same sound effect?
Ask me what that noise is.
What is that noise?
Sound of an ambulance come and take me away because you stole my heart.
Oh my. Okay. Happy Tuesday, everybody. You sound like R2, and yeah, there you go. It is Tuesday. It is Team Awesome Morning Party. Welcome to the show. We're excited to be here. We hope you are too.
Yes.
Or at least excited that you have us on your radio as you're making your way to work. FYI, Paseo is jacked.
It
and
is.
Yes, that is a technical term.
Yep.
Paseo Del Norte, east and westbound lanes.
It's messed up.
Down to 2 lanes eastbound, down to 1 lane westbound. So
now don't get us wrong. It's not like you're in. I saw somebody on Facebook. If they're listening right now, they know who they are because they listen to this show. And they were like, everybody complaining about Paseo, whatever. Whatever, you should try being in L.A. traffic, blah, blah, blah. Well, you should try shutting up. I'm just kidding. No, but, you know,
is that Thebes?
No. Oh. It's not like, no, it's somebody that actually lives here and they used to live in L.A., so hot shot city. But anyway, yeah, it's not like we're in L.A. rush hour traffic or
but
whatever.
But for anybody who's used to their commute and having a certain amount of time to get to work, it's going to take twice as long.
It sucks.
Yeah. So no matter if it's Albuquerque, L.A., whatever, when there's random construction that you're not used to and it changes your routine, that sucks.
Because, of course, not L.A. You know the worst traffic jam we ever got caught in?
Huh.
We had to go. It literally was like 20-something miles. It was from the top, maybe 30. It was from the top of L.A., like when you're coming down. I can't remember it, but it's the western side of it. And then you're going to just go across, and we had to get close to Riverside, which is the eastern side. And the people we were staying with, I texted them. I was like, hey, guys, we're only about 30 minutes away. And then they text back, and they're like, we'll see you in about 4 hours. And I said, what are you talking about? And they said, you guys are going to hit rush hour traffic. And I was like, maybe not. 3.5 hours
later.
It took so long.
I would have just gotten out and walked.
It sucked. Well, we eventually got off the highway and just started taking city streets, and that still took a long time, but it's the only way we were moving.
Speaking of L.A., Disney yesterday upped their prices. Did you see that?
I did see that.
Ah!
It was about $5.
Yeah. So
$5, everybody. Look out.
Good news.
You're going to, instead of spending $94 for a park ticket, you're
going to
spend $99.
That's what they want
to
do.
So I know now you're not going to go anymore because that's $5 more. Now, the thing is,
though, crazy.
I was reading that, now it is just $5 per person, but then when you think about, like, there are millions and millions of people at Disney World every day. Like, literally, there are so many people at Disney World. And I know at Disneyland, there's a ton, too.
Yeah.
That's so much money.
$99 a day now
so
to get into Disneyland.
Much. And, well, that's just the Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
The other parks aren't as expensive.
Yeah, $94 instead.
Yeah. Or something like that. But, what was I going to say? Oh, the article was just talking about how it's like nobody can fault Disney for doing it because it's supply and demand. And
right
now, like, they're getting more and more visitors every day. So it's like, okay.
Yeah.
Let's raise it $5. That'll be great. That'll make us an extra, like, 100 million.
Good news. We're not raising our prices for Static Radio. So
if
you would
are.
Like to support us, we're a listener-supported station.
No, we're raising our price.
We let you name your own price.
You what name your
you
price.
What would you like to pay?
$30, $50, $1,000, $100.
We'll take it.
$7.
MyStaticRadio.com is our website, and that's where you should go to check out all the details. On supporting Static Radio, we are a listener-supported station. We could use your help. Coming up at 6:45, we've got birthday shout-outs going out, so get yours in. studio@mystaticradio.com. That's the email address. Right now, it's the walking tree. On Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
Turn on the news!
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Hey, y'all, it's me.
Newsman. I sound like Grandpa Friend, but I'm younger. More effeminate.
Wow.
Hey.
Welcome to Breaking.
Hey.
Speaking of breaking.
Breaking news. Somebody's breaking wind.
The Lego Movie's doing really well at the box office.
Yeah, it is.
Again, if you haven't seen it, I recommend it.
Yeah, we loved that movie.
It was a fun time.
Yeah.
If you have kids.
Kids enjoyed it.
Like my mom. Hey, mommy, you should take Eva to see Lego Movie. She'll like it. Maybe she's already seen it. Mexico captured its number one drug kingpin.
El Chapo.
I was reading an article and it said the only way this will stick is if they can get him to the United States. So now in my head it's become a movie.
Oh. Yep. Yes.
Yes, and then I hope they get him to the United States.
Yeah, and then it actually will become a movie.
Yep, it will later. It'll be like Zero Dark Thirty, except it'll be about getting this guy. Because he's been on the run for
years. Did you see Safe House?
No, I never saw Safe House.
Mm-mm. That's pretty good.
Ryan Reynolds was in a good movie.
Yeah.
Proud of him. Poor guy.
When Denzel's in the movie, no matter what.
Well, there you go.
You know what I mean?
It's Denzel Washington. Did you see Flight?
I didn't.
Good grief.
Or Two Guns, which was filmed here.
Oh, man.
Paula Patton was in Two Guns.
We got some movies. Oh, Paula Patton. Speaking of her, Robin Thicke and his wife, Paula Patton, are separating.
What?
They made the announcement yesterday.
It is really sad.
Yeah. It's kind of a bummer. 13-year-old Chicago boy has been charged with a felony after throwing a snowball at a police officer. I think we're going to talk about this one a little more because we looked it up. We're like,
man,
that's not real.
We found this story, and it is very interesting. Parents,
he threw a
up in the
snowball.
7 o'clock hour. And according to him, he didn't throw it. He was in a crowd of kids.
Yeah, and it didn't hit the guy.
It hit the cop car, not the police officer.
It's pretty
and
crazy.
And yet, yeah. Felony charges. We'll talk about that in the 7 o'clock hour.
We talked about this yesterday. The world's leading expert in artificial intelligence says that by 2029, computers will be able to think better than even the smartest humans. Look what we're doing to ourselves, people. We're going to erase ourselves.
Yep.
A leopard in India has been spotted roaming a theater, an apartment complex, and even a hospital. Leopard. That's kind of scary. That's a jungle cat.
Yeah.
That cat is out to eat you.
Gosh.
It is out for prey. It's not like Panda, who just attacks your legs when you're trying to sleep.
Yeah. Ugh. Or when you're just standing there. Like, she'll just be like, stretch.
Boom. No, Panda! Alec Baldwin wrote a magazine essay, where he proclaimed...
I read this.
This is it. He's leaving public life.
Forever.
What?
Said he'll do movies, but he's not doing press with it.
What?
He's not doing... Yeah. He said he's going to give it his all in film, and that's it. He's leaving Manhattan. He's moving away because he's tired of it.
Wow.
Yeah. He used to hate L.A. because you were so, like, secluded, and you had these giant walls, and nobody could go near you, and so he moved to Manhattan because it was, like, interaction.
Yeah.
And it's gotten so awful with paparazzi and everything. He's going back to the secluded L.A. life.
Man, I saw a thing.
I read about this.
About the paparazzi. It was, what's her face? Veronica Mars.
Oh, Kristen Bell.
Kristen Bell and her husband, that Dax guy.
Yeah, Dax Shepard.
And they were talking about, how the paparazzi, like, bribe people. They were saying if you're trying to go to the park with your kids, the paparazzi will say, okay, hey, let us get 10 pictures and then we'll let you go to the park and we won't bother you.
Wow.
And it's like, dang.
Yeah.
Never thought of it that way.
Yeah.
You know, that sucks. And
then
I understand people saying, well, that's the price of being famous.
I get that.
I get it. But imagine
how often we're at the grocery store, I'm like, all right, we'll take a picture with your kid.
No, fine. Let me sign that baby's head. You know.
Never happens.
Never.
That never happens.
And I understand. But think about that. Think about if you were trying to take Jack and Luke and Brody and Chrissy and trying to go to the park, and then there were people taking every time you went outside. There was a car parked on the road, and somebody would hop out and start taking pictures.
Yeah.
Or they'd be, like, in the yard by the bush waiting, taking pictures. And then you try to go to Walmart or something, taking pictures. They're following you around. You can't even look for your new underwear because they're there in the clothes section, popping out, taking pictures of you. I don't want any of that. Not from me. The Pentagon is proposing severe cuts to the military, dropping troop levels down to pre-World War II levels. No one's job is safe at this point.
Dang. Wow.
Pre-World War II levels.
We should announce that to the world.
We should announce that to the world.
We should really tell the world that we're doing that. That we're like really trimming back that much.
It's a good idea.
You know,
all those people that
China
hate us.
Has 147 gajillion people in their army. We should tell them.
It's cool.
Oh man.
Hey everyone, listen. We know that we've pissed everybody off for the past. You know,
we're getting rid of all of our weapons.
Yeah, 50 or so years.
We're gonna trim down our military to the lowest it's been since before World War II.
You get it. The economy. You guys get it.
We dismantled all the nuclear programs. We're good. We just want you to know. We just want peace.
Because we got to focus on healthcare.
Yeah.
So you
and
guys,
obesity.
You guys
Which
just hang out.
Things. Those
they
are important things. Yeah.
But at the same time, you guys just hang out. We'll be over here doing our thing. If you decide to attack us, don't tell us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Our military is. Oh man, that's scary.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that's scary. Hans Fex. I don't know who that is, has been collecting amazing specimens relating to both natural and human history for the last 35 years. Now he is going to share his collection with the rest of the world by launching the Mini Museum. The Mini Museum is a resin display case that contains fragments of some astoundingly rare objects, including a T-Rex's tooth, a meteorite from Mars, Egyptian mummy wrap, parts of the London Bridge, and even bricks from Abe Lincoln's house.
Wow.
The desktop museum allows you to literally own a tiny bit of the world's history that has spanned billions of years, or thousands of years, depending on your viewpoint. Fex has launched a Kickstarter campaign to fund the mini museum. So I guess you would buy this little thing.
Right.
That's cool. And you would have like a little fragment of these cool old things. That would be neat. If you were a kid, that would be a cool present.
Fragment of a T-Rex tooth.
Hint, everyone, you don't have to be a kid to like it. Do you? Hey, you know, we all know the famous milk campaign, Got Milk.
Yeah, with the milk mustaches. Yeah.
Well, check this out. Got Milk?
Yeah.
The simple question that spawned countless parodies and milk mustaches is being sidelined.
What?
Dumped.
Oh!
Yep. Now it's time for consumers to milk life.
That's their new slogan.
Milk life.
Milk life.
The marketing arm for milk processors is shelving the popular tagline in favor of a new ad campaign that casts milk as a key ingredient to an active lifestyle.
Ugh.
Because just like, you know, we all know it. Right before you exercise, you want to drink a lot of milk.
Yeah,
man. Because that's how you be active.
Oh.
Hey, go be active with your milk. I be drinking like a gallon of milk and whatnot. And now I'm going to go run. Boom! In the first video for the newly launched campaign, people use milk to help them play basketball and rock out in a garage band. It could easily be mistaken for a Gatorade commercial rather than one for a dairy product.
Yeah, see, that doesn't make any sense. There has never been any time in the history of working out or even moving anything ever in my body that I've said, dude, I could really go for some milk
right now.
Give me
some milk.
Some hearty,
whatever, dude.
Thick, whole milk.
In the House of Heroes green room, we ask for a case of milk.
No, you don't.
Yes, we do. And we just rock that milk. We drink so much milk before we play. We get up there and we're just milk wasted. We're like, I can't breathe. There's so much milk. I need more. Give me the cream top.
Milk was a bad choice.
Oh, gosh. This is only going to lead to a lot of bad breath and a lot of throwing up.
Yes, dude. That is milk life. Are you kidding me?
Milk life. Gosh, milk. You need to talk to us before you do this crap. That's stupid. Hey, milk life. Milk life, bro. Milk life. I can't wait to see these commercials. Hey, man, what you doing? Milk and life.
Oh, man.
I'm about to jump out of an airplane. Give me that milk.
Go, go, go.
Woo!
Milk.
The price of gasoline is only going to keep going up.
Yeah.
But at least for a few hours, Monday New Yorkers enjoyed a break at the pump.
Yeah, what? I saw this.
To promote the return of Dallas last night on TNT, a Ewing Energy's gas station popped up at 36th Street and 10th Avenue in New York City to offer gas for $1.98 a gallon.
Yeah, the line was ridiculous.
About half the current price of anywhere else in the city. As expected, the line for gas wrapped around the corner. The cheap gas was available until 8 last night.
Would you stand in that line for hours
nope.
just to get a...
Not worth it.
Half-price gas?
I don't care.
Are you kidding?
No, I wouldn't stand in that line.
I would.
That's stupid.
What?
Yeah, why?
Because you're getting a full tank for like $20 instead of $45.
You're wasting your day doing it.
Yeah. But it saved me $20.
Saved me $20 to drive all the way down there and get gas and then wait for 4 hours and then drive all the way home. I saved money. It's important. What'd you do this afternoon? Oh, you guys went to...
Man.
Oh, well, I missed this afternoon. I was getting gas.
Yep.
I spent my afternoon getting gas. Oh, hey, people who eat a vegetarian diet tend to have lower blood pressure than non-vegetarians. In a new review of past studies, researchers said for some people, remember that, for some people, eating a vegetarian diet could be a good way to treat high blood pressure without medication. Vegetarian diets exclude meat, but may include dairy products, eggs, and fish. That's when you're a pescatarian. They emphasize foods of plant origin, particularly vegetables, grains, legumes, and fruits. And to further the case for plants and not meat, milk life. Pet owners in a San Francisco neighborhood are being advised to be on the alert after poisonous meatballs were found Saturday. Poisonous meatball.
What?
Milk life. Similar incidents occurred last July. 21 poisonous meatballs that may have been intended to harm or kill pets were found hidden in bushes and shrubs Saturday morning.
Wow.
Animal control officers have posted signs in the area alerting pet owners to the hazard and are encouraging people to be on the lookout for additional poisoned meatballs. In July of last year, hundreds of tainted meatballs were found containing levels of strychnine potentially lethal to humans. Who's out there trying to kill all the pets?
Not me.
Oh, man. If they come after Panda,
yeah.
If they come after Panda, I'm about to milk life.
If you find like 3 poisonous meatballs around the house, that was not me.
It was Chrissy. I know who it was. It was Chrissy.
Can you imagine?
Milk life. Yes, I can. Hashtag milk life. It's happening.
Ugh.
If you ever spent a summer at camp, it's unlikely you made it to September unscathed by head lice.
Oh, I was thinking of
the
Jason Voorhees.
Of your existence.
Yeah.
Head lice.
I never got lice.
I didn't either.
Ah, boom.
I don't think so. If you were one of the lucky ones, you probably know someone who wasn't as fortunate. Now, I do know a bunch of kids that got lice.
Ugh.
Yeah. Now, when teenagers get lice, it isn't because they're swapping baseball caps. No, no, no. Blame selfies.
What?
Selfies! Yes, according to a lice expert named Marcy McQuillan.
Oh, she sounds like an expert.
She doesn't sound made up at all. Lice is usually found in elementary age kids, but there's an increase in teen lice cases as they stick their heads together to take smartphone selfies.
Milk lice!
Milk lice.
Let's wait for that.
Oh, oh gosh.
Well, that's nasty. I will never take a selfie. I don't really take selfies anyways.
Oh, my gosh. And our last little bit of news.
All right.
Because we're going to get to birthdays a little early. A Mexican motorist was busted drunken driving after a friend ratted him out to police. The 49-year-old was pulled over by officers at a routine alcohol checkpoint in Mexico City. As he got out of his car to be tested, cops heard a voice saying, "He's drunk. He's drunk." At first, they thought someone else was in the vehicle. But on closer inspection, they were stunned to see it was the man's beloved parrot.
Stop
it. Snitching on him. Stop. He's drunk. He's drunk.
Stop it right now.
True story.
What?
I'm going to look it up. I said true story and then I realized, wait, maybe it's not true. I'm going to look that up.
It's got to be true. It's in the news. A parrot snitched on
this. It's on our sheet
this?
Of paper.
Wow.
Yep. Parrot snitches on Mexican man.
Wow. Incredible.
You guys got to watch out for parrots. Because if you have a parrot, that parrot's only thinking one thing all day long. You know what that is?
Huh.
Milk life.
Gosh.
Milk life.
Such a terrible... Okay.
Nuh-uh, it's great.
Milk life, really?
We'll never forget it.
This is true.
We'll never, ever, ever forget
it. We'll never stop mocking it either.
Yep. That happened. That parrot thing happened on January 20th, 2014.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
It's reported by many reputable news sources.
I like that.
Actually, it happened earlier.
That's real life.
It happened on the 14th of January.
It's real life.
Yeah, and we're just now finding out about it.
Well, it's 6:45.
We should use the same birthday music we used yesterday.
Birthday music that we use. Oh, frolic.
We should just do the same clues.
Yeah, well, Stever's in Nashville. Mitch was away.
Mitch was away.
She literally had time to come in and do her show yesterday. So we had nobody to help us.
Yeah.
Ooh, I can do a couple of these.
Okay.
All right. Are you ready?
I'm ready to
I
milk life.
I guess you're just going to have to be the guesser person today.
If you're asking me if I'm ready to milk life, then I'm saying yes, I am.
All right.
Milk life.
Here we go.
Harry Potter. Daniel Radcliffe.
Mm-mm.
Emma Watson.
Nope.
That ginger kid. The ginger brothers.
Oh.
One of them.
Mm.
Fred. George.
Oh! They played Fred and George Weasley in the Harry Potter films.
Oh, they're twins.
James and Oliver Phelps.
Oh.
Of course they're twins.
The odds of that. Gosh, ridiculous. Milk life. I hate it.
It is James and Oliver Phelps' birthday today. How old are they? Gosh, it makes me so mad. Wow.
How old?
How
Mitch.
Young are they?
Mitch, how old are they? Mitch! 25.
28.
Ah!
Bleh! They are 28 years old.
28 years old.
Yeah, okay. I have a few of these, actually.
No.
This is interesting.
Don't do it.
I really do.
Office! Jim Krasinski.
I wish I had other music because
is it Pam?
Person, nope.
Is it BJ Novak?
Nope.
Steve Carell?
Nope.
Stanley?
I wish I had other music because this person went on to another television show.
Rashida Jones.
Boom!
Yeah! Parks and Rec is the other show.
Yep. Today is Rashida Jones' birthday.
Okay. Rashida Jones. Let's see. And she is, what's his face's kid?
Quincy Jones.
Quincy Jones's kid.
Yes.
Yep. There it is.
I was going to be funny, but no, that's true. That's
33.
True. She is 38.
Oh!
Yeah.
Well, I've been bested.
Yeah. Speaking it's of okay. being bested.
The Lord of the Rings. Lord of the Rings. Gandalf. Frodo.
No.
Samwise.
Ooh.
Elf.
You got to say their real names.
Rudy. I don't know his name.
You don't know Sean Astin?
No.
He was Rudy. He was Samwise Gamgee.
He was in a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. Maybe a little movie called The Goonies?
The Goons. He was in The Goons.
Dang, how old is Sean Astin?
Le Goons. 36.
43.
Really?
Yeah. Dude, he was in The Goonies. Come on.
Well, I didn't think about it. Too busy milking life.
The Family Man.
Nicholas
Cage.
Fun
with Dick and Jane.
Taya Leone.
Yep.
Yeah! I like her.
Taya Leone.
Okay. Taya Leone is Family Man. She's probably 40. That came out. I say she's 56.
56?
She is so mad at you right now. Is she 48?
She's 48!
Oh, I knew it was one of them.
Why did you not say that the first time?
I always go with my second guess.
Gosh. All right. From Malcolm in the Middle?
No.
He played Reese.
No.
Never saw it.
I think I only watched a couple episodes of it.
I wanted to go back and watch it after our boy, Bryan Cranston.
Right. He's our boy. Hey, this birthday is super interesting today.
It's terrible, right?
It's the best.
Come on!
Okay. Wait, what'd you say his name is?
His real name's Justin Burfield. He played Reese in Malcolm in the Middle.
I never really watched it.
Me either.
I'll say then 38.
28.
28. He must have played the little kid.
Comedian and one of the most obnoxious people in the universe.
Patton Oswalt.
Nope.
I like him, though.
Come on.
He's funny. I like him, but he is obnoxious.
No, not like this obnoxious. Obnoxious.
Obnoxious. The worst. Is he agnoxious?
He made a cameo in,
give me a hint.
He made a cameo at the end of The Hangover.
Oh, gosh. Is it Rob Riggle?
Nope.
No, he was in the middle of that movie. The end of The Hangover. I can't remember the end of it.
I'm ruining it because it's in the credits. Just in the credits.
Oh, Carrot Top.
Carrot Top.
It's sad that I knew that.
Yeah, that is sad. That you
know. Yeah, I've seen it.
How old is Carrot Top?
I don't care.
Yeah.
Nobody cares.
Nobody Carrot Tops.
Carrot Top, gosh, I want him to be so old. 41.
47.
Okay,
so
good.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Life has bested you, Carrot Top. He's doing so well in
this
Vegas.
This is terrible.
This is the worst birthday segment of all time! All
right, on this day in what year George Washington held the first cabinet meeting as President of the United States? It was on this day.
George Washington? Year,
George Washington. First cabinet meeting. As the prez, yo.
1781.
1793.
Dang it! Yeah. It was an odd number.
Yeah.
Literally.
All right.
Literally.
On this day in what year?
Sport time!
A hockey game was televised for the first time by New York City station W2XBS.
Hockey game.
The New York Rangers beat the Montreal Canadiens 6-2 at Madison Square Garden. Happened on this day in what year?
1940. I just didn't know.
Yeah,
I didn't know how.
That's okay. It's okay.
I really thought hockey was over after D2 or D3.
Yeah.
USA Ducks.
This band right here. You know this band right here? This band right here? On this day in what year Beatles guitarist George Harrison was born in Liverpool, England? I wish I had
man.
Here Comes the Sun.
If we would have paid attention during
you
the 50th.
Exactly.
Well, I'm going to say 46.
1943. That's pretty good,
dang.
Man. It's pretty good. All right. I don't know what music to find for this at
guys,
all.
I'm sorry about birthdays today. Steve will be back soon.
Tomorrow.
We hope.
Allegedly. All right. Ready?
Yes.
On this day in what year the first Christian nudist conference?
Perfect.
Closed at a campground near Longwood, North Carolina.
It closed? Why would it close? It makes so much sense.
Some 40 conservative nudists attended the conference.
Yeah.
Including retired Pentecostal minister David Phipps, who walked around the grounds with a pet pig on a leash and said, God didn't create us with clothes.
Well,
there are a lot of people walking around in $400 suits that I wouldn't trust my pig with.
$400 suit. Okay,
end
so
quote.
What I'm doing now
on the stand
is I'm saying
year?
That $400, a $400 suit then sounds like it was a high-priced suit. Now a high-priced suit is between, like, what, $3,000 and $5,000 maybe?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I don't know.
So I'm going to say
first Christian nudist conference, Longwood, North Carolina.
Okay. I'm going to say, gosh, so many ticks. Can you imagine just over in North Carolina, just ticks everywhere.
No.
Walking around. What an idiot.
Yeah.
Those were your clothing, were all the bug bites and the ticks. Probably some diseases. I say 1953.
1996.
Oh, man. What? Yeah. Well, he's just out of touch.
And keeping with this music, I'm out of touch. All right.
Beanix.
On this day in what year, not to be outdone by Christian nudists, the Mel Gibson film Passion of the Christ opened in 3,000 U.S. theaters on Ash Wednesday.
2002.
2004.
Dang it.
Close.
What was I thinking? Of course it was 2004.
Yeah.
Guys, listen. It's hard to do birthdays without Steve.
Man, without Stever.
And without Mitch helping us out.
Just trying to.
She didn't help us out yesterday. She said we weren't good enough anymore, and she doesn't like our friendship.
Yeah.
And then last night, her and Celeste got in a fight over Backstreet Boys and NSYNC and which one was better.
Yeah.
And they wrote me into it.
We obviously all know that the answer is
NSYNC.
NSYNC.
And so she wrote me into it, and I was like, Celeste, I'm sorry. I have to say NSYNC based on JT alone. And so she gave us our friendship divorce contract,
oh,
and I had to sign it. So
that's
I guess
really sad.
Celeste and I aren't friends anymore.
That's really sad. I didn't get that. Well, today is chocolate-covered peanuts day.
Good.
It's also clam chowder day, and that sounds disgusting together.
Ugh. Yeah, I wouldn't recommend chocolate and clam chowder.
I apologize that February 25th seems so boring.
No, today's the 25th.
Yeah.
You know what happened on this day in history?
What?
The Christian nudist colony in Longwood, New York closed.
Closed.
They closed. They were sick of being open, so they decided to close.
Oh, man. It is Tuesday, which means New Music Tuesday. That's coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Your chance to vote on all the brand new music that we keep getting. We got a lot of music to get to today.
We do.
But first, coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking a little bit about this 13-year-old who is facing felony charges for throwing a snowball and hitting a police officer.
Yes,
thoughts?
We are.
Full story around the corner. Steam Austin Morning Party.
Nah!
Static. But you've got no destination.
Continue. Time for more from Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Enjoy the show.
Traffic report for you and for me.
Yes.
And for Steve.
Woo!
For the road and for Steve. Guys, here is the deal.
Yeah.
Paseo is a gridlock maze of destruction.
It's awful.
And just horribleness.
The Constructicons couldn't have done a worse job tearing it apart.
No, it is torn apart. It is torn asunder, and if you decide to brave it, then that's on you, buddy.
Yep.
You should have gone 30 to 45 minutes earlier. I saw somebody talking about it on Facebook yesterday, said that it took them 2.5 hours to get home during rush hour traffic yesterday because of all the construction on Paseo.
Blech.
So, that fair warning, there you go. And I will say this, it's already backing up.
Yeah.
If you are going eastbound on Paseo between Unser and I-25, then you are going to be going slow,
yeah,
my friend. So plan ahead, and if you've already left, then just listen to your radio, and we'll try to make you laugh because you're stuck in your car for a little while. Hey, that's great.
There you go.
But there's nothing else to report. We do have a little bit of congestion up here on Ellison. And the main thing is the construction at I-25 Paseo. So,
all right,
good luck out there.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. Random phone call.
Hey!
Hello?
Good morning, love you. Just randomly needed.
Wooly!
Good morning, Wooly.
Oh, man, I miss you guys. Shoot.
Miss
hey,
you.
Gotta give you all some kudos this morning.
Okay.
All right, rocking out when the songs are going on, Mr. Steve-O.
Yeah.
And you've got a sweet hoodie you're also rocking, and Mateo.
What?
Hey.
Hey.
Love you, man.
Love you. I had to go to the bathroom.
Thanks, Wooly.
Bro, sometimes you got to go.
No, it's not sometimes.
The beard's coming back.
Every time I got to go, I go.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I got to give you kudos on that beard coming back, all right? You look a little bit more masculine. It is nice. Yes, I appreciate it, sir, and well done.
Well,
I got to say that there's no traffic at the university area. None.
Beautiful.
Booyah.
It's
going
to be great for us when we go head over to
Astros. Or none.
Yeah.
Zero. I love it.
So, if people need to come to school this morning, it's still going to happen.
Hey,
and,
beautiful. Even if you got to go on the Paseo exit and all that stuff, hashtag milk life, man.
Milk
Get
life.
Out there and do it. Milk it.
Is that a milk life? Oh, my gosh. Yeah, man. Hey, you just got to get your milk and get
milk.
Fucking traffic, and
there
then
you
can go because you got to go to the restroom. So,
absolutely.
You're the man. Love you guys. Have
love
an excellent
too,
day. Catch the sunrise if you can. That's the one thing. If you're stuck in traffic, man, you got a good view of this this sun coming up over these sandias that we're blessed with
here.
There you go. There you go.
Pretty ballin', not going to lie. Pretty ballin'. Hey,
beautiful.
Y'all have a good one. Mad love. Adios.
See you, bud.
Wooly!
Man,
that's great.
That sunrise is balla-dogging out there.
Yes!
It's balla-rising.
Gosh.
Rise-dogging.
If you missed the story this morning, milk, you know, the dairy product.
The dairy product.
To can the Got Milk campaign, and they're going with a new slogan, new campaign. Yes, this is real life. Milk life.
Milk life.
Hashtag milk life.
It's already a hashtag.
Gosh.
I typed it in and it went poop. And
milk
just came
life.
Out. Milk life.
That's a real deal. And yes, who hasn't ever been, you know, working out at the gym and, you know, just wrapping up their routine, their sweat, and it's a little parched, a little dehydrated because they've been working out. They're crazy sweaty, and you know what they need to reach for?
Oh, man.
Big old glass of whole milk.
Just whole cream top, whole milk, half pasteurized. Get that calcium in there. It's going to be great.
And milk life.
The thing is, though, you got to drink it early enough because you're going to throw it up. So you got to drink it early enough for your body to absorb the calcium.
There you go.
Milk Life.
Oh, man.
Milk Life.
All right. Moving on. Moving on. We teased this story in the 6 o'clock hour.
We did.
A 13-year-old boy arrested, sent to jail, charged with a felony.
Yep.
For allegedly throwing a snowball at a cop. Mm-hmm. The police officer says it hit him in the arm. The boy says, A, I didn't do it. B, it hit his car. Group of about 15 kids walking home after school. Thoughts? 505-338-3700. I'm like, I have no thought yet.
50-50?
Yeah, because a kid hit a police officer with a snowball.
Yeah.
What's next? Like, do they need to arrest this boy? Do they need to charge him with a felony?
No. Here's what I think. Hitting him with the snowball, you shouldn't be throwing stuff at cops. I get that. But I guess I'm just thinking, like, I don't know, maybe I'm just being too whimsical with
also, this is Chicago.
This is Chicago, yes. Take that into account.
It's a little more lax.
This is not Mississippi.
Say. Right.
You know, this is
right.
Not the South where it's like, oh, you kids, get out of here.
Oh, man, hey.
And maybe that's where I'm
you
coming from.
You tell Martha I said hi, all right? You get home, rascal.
But I will say this. A snowball to a gun, that's a jump.
Yeah.
That is a jump. And maybe all it takes is, like, getting away with it one time and then a few more years of growth, and then that's where you're at. But yeah. A felony charge for a snowball.
Yeah, 13-year-old
no.
Boy arrested. Chicago police officer was hit with a snowball. Says, we got to do this because that was kind of the statement was, if we don't do this now, if we don't take care of this now, what's to stop him when he's 16 and 17 coming back on a police officer with a gun?
Yeah, but to me, that's a jump. That's a little bit because you could go that scenario with anything.
Right.
You could totally, well, he didn't wear his seatbelt today, so who's to say tomorrow he's not ramming the car into a bank so he can steal money? What do you mean? Well, he didn't obey the rules now. What's to say he'll obey the rules tomorrow and he might just go crazy? It's a little bit of a jump for me.
Yeah, the incident occurred last week around 3:30 p.m. Where the boy attends school. He was walking from school. There was a crowd of kids. A boy threw a snowball, hit him in the arm while he sat in his marked squad car. Mm-hmm. That boy was taken into custody. He says, I didn't do it. There was, you know, there's a handful of other people that could have thrown it. It wasn't me. A, it's a snowball. B, I shouldn't be here. I'm 13. Arrested, felony charges. 505-338-3700, the phone number. We posted the full story on our Facebook page as well.
From the Chicago Tribune. So this is straight from where it happened. Also, I do want to point out, the kid had no record at all. It was entirely clean.
Yeah.
And he was in a crowd of kids. It says here that the eighth grader said he had just gotten out of school and was standing with about 15 classmates when someone else threw the snowball. The school's dean and a security guard were stationed nearby and singled him out. He kept trying to tell the officer that he didn't do it, but he didn't believe him. He was standing on the corner. There was a whole crowd of kids. It's so crazy.
Wow. Static.
Hey, it's Sunny.
Hey, Sunny.
Good morning.
Good morning.
If one of my kids ever, ever threw anything at an officer of SWAT, he'd be in so much trouble.
Right.
You wouldn't have no idea. My kid, when he got his first ticket for reckless driving, out of here on Frost Road, I had him write an essay. I had him look up crazy driving. I had him do all sorts of things so that when he went to teen court, all the teens felt so sorry for him. I had made him do so much research on everything. They gave him the lowest sentence possible for what the teens had to do for teen court. I would never stand for that sort of disrespect towards a police officer.
Right.
Now, never, because that sets the standard right there.
Right. Now, on that front, though, the big question is, he's now being charged with a felony. He did go to jail. They did arrest him, 13 years old. Do you think that's too much, that maybe the parents should have taken care of it? Or do you think, nope, he threw a snowball. Dude, let's put this felony on his record for life.
Did he? Well, he's only 13.
Right.
So it will go off his record when he turns 18.
That's true.
Did he go overnight, or did he just go for a little while?
Did he have to spend the night there?
I don't know. But it does say that he also got suspended from school for 5 days.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, I think, you know what, I would go heavy-handed all the way and teach him a strong lesson. I mean, seriously, he needs to learn a good lesson right now while he's young, because that'll be ingrained in his life forever.
I mean, your kid just got a ticket, right, for speeding or something?
Well, no, he actually tried to pass a car. I don't know if you're familiar with the East Mountains, but Frost Lane, mm-hmm. I mean, it's a single, you know, it's just like one lane on each side, and there's no room on either side, and he almost ran a car off the road, and he had just gotten his driver's license.
But that wasn't a felony charge.
No, it wasn't a felony, but I treated it like it was.
Yeah, right.
Totally murder.
Do you think if that would have happened, and then your kid would have gotten charged with a felony and then taken to jail, that you would have felt a little differently?
I don't know. She sounds like tough mom.
No, I get it. But, I mean, this is like a felony. That's a serious thing.
Right.
Even if it disappears from his record when he's 18, it's never going to disappear.
Right.
You know, like if he did anything else, it would pop back up.
He took that so seriously that he is such a responsible driver now. I mean, he really took that seriously.
I
made him do research on it. And the kids in teen court, half of them could care less, and their parents could really care less.
Yeah. I guess I just feel like this punishment's a little heavy-handed because, number one, the eighth grader says it wasn't even him.
Right.
He was in a crowd of kids. So until there's, like, camera proof that it was that kid.
Right.
You know?
Well, it's hard, though, because there were two different school officials who singled him out and said, no, you're the one that did it. We saw you. And so how many 13-year-olds would go,
yeah, totally.
Oh, yeah, I did it. It was me. Oh, yeah. So
that's the only thing in question is, did he really do it?
Right.
For sure he did it, I would say definitely he needs to learn his lesson. And because this is a crucial age right now where they're learning their foundations for respect or disrespect.
True.
What can I get away with? What line can I cross?
But don't you think there's a little wisdom in the punishment fitting the crime instead of just being like a total overbearing, like, I mean, it's
felony. The phone lines are jammed.
Okay,
so,
all right, thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
So I remember back in the day that I would rather stay in jail than call my parents.
Right. Because
if I went home, I'm in more trouble there.
Right.
And the same thing with my dad and my grandpa, like, no, don't tell my dad. Please don't tell my dad.
Yeah.
And that's just how it was, because I would rather deal with the judge and community service or whatever. But this is a felony. I understand the gravity of that. And FYI, I could make it to work faster in a hot air balloon right now.
Thanks for calling, Jeremiah.
Amazing. Joining us in studio right now from afternoons, 2 to 6 p.m. every single weekday, our dear friend Celeste.
Woo!
Welcome.
Hey.
You heard what we're talking about.
I did.
Yeah.
What do you think?
You can take this call.
Right.
I can wait.
Static.
Okay. I have to weigh in on this. Hi, guys. It's Heather.
Oh, my gosh. Heather, where have you been?
It's Heather.
I've been teaching. I've been underneath papers and assessments and things like this.
Heather, have you even called since we...
Woman!
Oh,
Heather,
man.
I started working here in August.
And you've...
I turned it on. I was like, where's Mitch? I don't understand.
This is Mitch. I just went through a couple changes.
Yeah, they've been going through some changes.
Okay, I was just like, wait a minute,
Heather, this is my dear friend Matt.
Hey.
He plays bass in a band called House of Heroes. He's my permanent co-host to the morning show. Matt, this is Heather. She's
one
of the original members of the Lollipop Guild.
Oh!
Yes, that's me. I was in the movie.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah, she's also...
I just have to say this. Okay,
Milk Life,
so
Heather.
I grew up with all brothers. I have three boys.
Yeah.
There is not a lot of brain power in a boy that is 13 when it comes to common sense.
Right.
I'm sorry. There just isn't. And
I'm
I understand 13 is a very, you know, intense age and everything. But it also is a time where you do not over punish a child.
Yeah, right.
Especially like this. And I have a problem with, I really think that boys and their brains are not based. Mm-hmm. It's like go up in there. And and they need guidance. I totally agree. But I think that schools are extra hard on boys. I don't like it. And I'm upset about this. I just want to like fly to Chicago and like represent him. I'm so upset. I mean, what is this cop doing? That's totally immature. Really?
Right.
He needs to get out of his car. He needs to talk to him. Give him a stern talking to.
Give him
and
a
they
ticket.
Don't even know if it was this kid. That's what hurts my feelings.
Right.
And they just singled him out. I'm so upset. I'm so upset.
Yeah, and I'm sorry you're upset.
I know. In Chicago, too, there's a lot. There's like a big gang problem, and it says that this kid had no known gang affiliation, and it was his first arrest. He had literally never been in trouble before.
But, ever.
I know. That's my major beef. If he had a past, yeah. I mean, yes, haul him off to jail, show him, you know, you mean business. But this kid probably wet his pants at the moment that the cop came over.
Probably.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
So I just feel bad. I mean, 13-year-old boys, they're going to, you know, I have a friend whose brother, he tried to roll up his friend and a sofa just to see in like a, you know, pull-out sofa.
Yeah.
He tried to see if they could roll him up literally and fit it back into the sofa. Of course, he got stuck and it took hours to get him out.
Oh,
but this is the stuff that 13-year-old boys do.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not funny. Like, it's not funny, but I'm sorry, funny.
It's not funny.
It's super serious.
I'm just one of those people I feel like boys sometimes get it, and people don't understand their brains.
Yep, I'm with you, Heather. I'm with you.
Thanks for calling.
I gotta get it out. God, I feel so much better. Thank you for the time.
Yeah.
Call back again soon.
Please call back soon.
Yeah,
we
thank
miss
you for calling.
Like 10 minutes.
Oh, okay. Man. All right.
It was nice meeting you. Is it Matt?
Matt.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Love it. Okay.
Okay. All right. Bye.
I was just thinking about her. Like, where is she?
Man.
You guys have so many caller character people.
That's how she really speaks.
That's wonderful.
She's come in. She's a mom. She has boys. And I think that's another thing is where if you're just joining us, we're talking about a 13-year-old boy who was arrested for allegedly throwing a snowball at a police officer in Chicago. It happened this last Wednesday at his school. And
he was charged with a
marked car.
Felony.
Yeah.
A felony charge.
Now, the story is changing because it's, you know, some are saying, oh, no, it hit the police officer in the arm. And others say, no, it just hit the car.
Yeah.
Either way, the kid was arrested. He was booked. He didn't spend the night in jail. He did go to jail.
Wow.
They took him into custody. He's charged with a felony for throwing a snowball at
a
police officer.
Charge.
I think that felony, that charge is a bit harsh.
Yeah.
So I think it's that. But what my issue is that I don't think really age is something. He's too young to know. He knows.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
He knows.
If
you're
he
gonna,
threw it.
You're going to get to know Celeste
allegedly.
A little bit here. I grew up in a trailer park, okay?
Right.
And those kids were awful. In elementary school, like, I would be like, yes, please take him to jail.
But
like,
I think
they
it's parent by parent, case by case basis.
And that's it, though, is that I think that instead of, you know, getting him a felony charge, what they should do is have some type of, like, internship program where you change the attitude of how you see authority.
Yeah.
Because obviously in Chicago, they've got a lot more problems than we do here, and they've got a big issue with gangs and attitudes towards authority and police officers. So what they should be doing, in my opinion, is reforming that attitude and actually getting people to see, you know, the good that police officers are doing. Because that attitude does start super young, and if you don't catch it then, it's just going to develop, and he's going to get
involved
in a gang.
See,
so.
my
totally
wife
agree.
Just texted in and said, what, were there razors in
no,
the snowball?
No, that's what I said, too. I was like, were there nails
in it?
But it's the attitude.
It is the attitude.
Felony
but,
for a
snowball? No, I don't agree with the felony.
Yeah. This is what I think. Over-punishing somebody, what is his attitude towards authority going to be for the rest of his
life? Now he's
going
to hate it.
505-338-3700. Static.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, dude. Yeah, that's too much. A felony, bro. In eighth grade, I got caught with drugs. In ninth grade, I got caught with harder drugs. And I only got a misdemeanor. I didn't even do no jail time or nothing.
Pool boy from Crusader.
Hey. You know what I mean? And it's like, this kid's getting a felony for a freaking snowball.
Yeah, dude. It's Chicago.
Chicago is like the murder capital of the U.S.
Yeah, yeah.
So they probably thought there was like a knife in it or something, huh?
Right. See, that's the thing we can't figure out. There was nothing else to it. It was
a snowball.
It was frozen ice. It was frozen water.
So in order for it to be a felony, this officer had to press the charges, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he was very
that's
upset.
That's pretty sad. I mean, I'm sure if he's been in law enforcement, he can look at the kid and see if he's a troubled teen or see if he's, like, you know, in a gang.
Exactly.
And he should be able to spot that out quick. Yeah.
Well, the kid had no priors. He
None.
Was not in a gang.
Never
he had never
trouble.
Been in trouble.
Yeah, see, that's ridiculous. They're just trying to set an example, and unfortunately, this kid's getting the tail end of it.
Yeah, that sucks.
So, hopefully he can appeal it, and, you know, and if they can't prove that it was him, maybe that felony can get taken off of his record.
Maybe
but
so.
But maybe since he's such a good child, he'll be like, oh, I'm never going to do anything wrong ever again.
Yeah,
and he'll be the
so.
President, and he'll fix our country.
That's true, too. That's
maybe, not... guys.
Because the That's last true. President that came from Chicago.
Check this out.
No, okay.
Check this out, though. But maybe this can be the beginning of him going off of track.
Yeah, see, that's
you know what I mean? Because once you get busted and you kind of feel the authority, it kind of does. And if you're not scared of it, you know, if you're not, if it doesn't affect you in the way it should, it could take you the total opposite way.
Yeah.
So this can actually ruin him mentally, emotionally. You know what I mean? He's only 13 years old.
Yeah, it's true.
So
good points.
All right, man. I love you guys.
Love you too. Pool boy and Cruces.
Hey, here's my thing. Boy. Should he have been punished? Absolutely.
Yes.
Right.
Should he have gotten a felony?
No.
That's kind of where a felony
it's
for a snowball.
Yeah.
It sounds to me like the cop got embarrassed. And was like, hammer,
maybe,
hammer.
505-338-3700. We posted the story in its entirety from the Chicago Tribune at our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Phone lines are jammed. Static.
Yeah. Hey, this is Bear.
Hello.
Or Stephanie Bear.
Hello.
I haven't had the chance to read the article yet, but I have been thinking... Do they even know if it was an accident or not?
No.
Because kids play with snow. Like, once the snow falls, kids start throwing snowballs, you know?
But here's the thing. If there's a crowd of 15 boys and a police officer's car across the street, as a boy, I can see what happened is they're walking down the street, they're across the street, and then one of them, not thinking, goes, watch this.
Yep.
Yeah.
And throws it in from the crowd, thinking, I'm in a crowd of people, no one's going to see me. Whoop! Boom! Hit the cop car.
Got
crazy. Boo! And then now kids going into jail with the felony.
Who was it? Who was it? And then they're going,
that guy.
That kid.
That kid right there.
Kid right,
we had
what?
Nothing to do with it.
What?
Oh, man.
But.
Supposed to be funny. There's no way it was a quote-unquote accident.
Yeah.
Some kid in that,
no, he
in
totally
that crowd
did it. He
did it to be cool, to be funny, to be whatever. And obviously it backfired.
When my brother was in middle school, he took a rock to the head of a kid.
Okay.
The girl told him to.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah.
Don't listen to girls.
Girls are stupid.
We're crazy.
Yeah.
I get the whole crazy boy thing.
There you go. All right.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling. Boys, don't do that.
Don't throw rocks
so,
at your friends.
Yeah.
Or anyone.
For that
to impress
matter.
A girl.
The things boys do.
Yeah.
What happens to our brains?
Well, I don't know. Feats of strength. Feats of strength.
That's exactly
what this kid did. That's what I feel
totally.
Like.
Totally. In a crowd of boys.
I'm just shocked that the only thing that makes me wonder about it is he got a felony. He should have gotten a ticket, maybe a misdemeanor thing. He should have had to do community service. Yes. You know what I'm saying? All of that stuff definitely should have been punished. But a felony, I think that's way overhanded. Overhanded.
It's a cop overreacting a bit.
Static.
So when I was in, I think it was junior high, I went to a school that wasn't in the best neighborhood in town.
Yeah.
So we had officers. So, I mean, we had more than one officer on our campus. And one day it snowed, and like we were throwing snowballs, and one of them hit one of the cops. And so the cop, everybody got quiet, but the cop did something really cool. He picked up a snowball, and we had a huge snowball fight on campus that morning.
That's cool.
Dang. That would have been great.
So I think the cop probably is just taking it way too far, and he probably just got his feelers hurt.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, because then at that point, what kind of the cop would have left an impression, you know, and I'm sure he would have.
On a whole crowd of boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that, hey, you know what? I'm the authority, but I can also take a joke.
Yeah.
Which probably would have gone a little bit further. But at the same time, I don't think this kid shouldn't have gotten, you know, he shouldn't have gotten off free or whatever. Because it is, we gotta put a little context in the situation. This is Chicago, and there are a lot of gang problems, especially, you know, with youth. And that is the age where a lot of the kids get in, like, put into gangs. They get initiated and all that stuff. So I don't know. It's just complicated.
Maybe it's
a snowball situation.
The police officer the benefit of a doubt.
Yeah.
Maybe he really was just like, this kid's probably going to get in a gang.
Let me hammer him with authority.
Let me give him the hammer and then maybe he'll never. Maybe.
We posted it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Tell us what you think about the story. We'll read some of the comments. Of course, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, it is New Music Tuesday. We'll dig in more on this story because it's frustrating, it's interesting. But in the meantime, we should probably take a quick peek at traffic.
Once again, come on now.
It's crazy
out there. I love doing traffic.
Oh, look at
that. The computer doesn't is the problem. Traffic is great to report. It's just the computer hates it.
Yeah.
And it looks like, guys, Paseo has become the literal hell that we all hoped it wouldn't. So, good luck out there. Now,
they're actually renaming it. Did you know that? Right now, it's Paseo Hell Norte.
Oh.
So,
I'm not guilty by association in this conversation.
He's out. He's gone. Sorry. He's gone. Yeah, like the flow of traffic is down to 10 miles an hour. You heard our friend Jeremiah. He caught him a while ago and said that it is as slow as a hot air balloon.
Yeah.
So if you are eastbound on Paseo, then I'm sorry. The construction at I-25 in Paseo is slowing you down hard. So good luck.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001.
Traffic works fine for me in the afternoons.
Okay. Yeah, but not at five. Yesterday, 5 o'clock traffic going to the west side.
Uh-huh.
Nope. It was down to like one lane.
No, sorry, I was talking about the computer.
Oh, okay. I'm like, no, it does not work fine in the
computer afternoons. And I have a relationship.
Yeah.
If I was a cop and this computer threw a snowball at me, I would give it a felony.
See, you should have actually hung out with it and spent a little
Full
more
circle.
Time like I did.
Full
because
circle.
Then it would work for you.
Yeah, there
and you
you
would
go.
See how
no,
the system
Celeste.
Works.
This computer is trying to impress you.
Well, it's working.
And it hates me. It is trying to impress you, and it
break.
Is oppressing me. You are an oppressive machine.
Coming back, New Music Tuesday. We got a lot of music to get to. I'm excited about this, so of course that is on the way. Celeste, normally heard 2 to 6 p.m. every single weekday. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah, I just had to chime in.
Of course.
We appreciate your opinion.
Keep chiming in. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. 13-year-old charged with a felony for throwing a snowball at a police officer, allegedly.
Allegedly.
We'll pick you back up probably in the 9 o'clock hour, but in the meantime, got some Switchfoot on the way, and of course New Music Tuesday right around the corner.
Woo!
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Static.
It's the
time for
New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
Good morning.
What's up? What's up?
Welcome to New Music Tuesday.
Welcome to New Music Tuesday.
I don't even know the order. I just kind of put them in
there.
There
is no order.
Okay.
It's all good.
All right. I'll move some around. Whatever.
New Music Tuesday.
If you're just joining us for the first time, New Music Tuesday, it is our segment where you get to judge others based on their creativity.
Oh, man.
Week in and week out here at Static Radio, we get local submissions. We get listener suggestions. We get different labels sending us different things, and anyone and everyone trying to tell us what music we should play.
Yep.
Instead, we turn it around and we play all of the music, no matter how good or bad it is, and we let you vote on it. We let you decide if it's worthy of the airwaves. So this is your opportunity. Welcome.
There you go.
Join us. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We kick it off with a band called Cooper the Band. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Tell us what you think.
Tell us what you think.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
So close to me, I could hear her breathing.
Cooper the Band. Song called Kings. Tell us what you think.
Called Kings.
Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. If you're a local artist and you want to get your music out on the station, submit it to us. MyStaticRadio.com, our website. There's a locals rules section. You can submit your MP3s, tell us a little bit about yourself, and we will get it on the airwaves. What do people think about this one?
So far, TJ says, false ending. Always love those. I was telling Sivo, I didn't know where to cut the song off.
Right.
So I would just, because it's a long song. It's like five minutes and 30 seconds or something. But
yeah.
Which comparatively to most songs you hear on the radio is pretty long. But yeah. And then he quoted something. You're beautiful. Every little piece, love. And you don't know you're really going to be someone. Ask anyone. And when you find everything you look for, I hope your love will lead you back to my door. Oh, but if it don't, stay beautiful.
What?
He's poet laureate.
Okay.
Yeah. Michael Harvey says, not sure how I should judge this morning. It's a nice caffeine-free hot tea. Doesn't get you all hyped up, but a nice chill and warming sensation.
All right.
Kayla says, was not expecting that guitar solo. Patty says, slow start, nice harmonies dig. Hans digs it. Jets guy in Rio says, good morning, champ. Digs. And Kayla also digs it.
Beautiful.
Sweet.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. You can tell us what you think about all the music. And right now, we got a Locals Rule submission. Todd from Breaking Bad.
Oh, yeah.
Submitted stuff to us.
What's the name of this track?
The name of the track is The Downside of Paris. We've played this artist before, Faith in Foxholes.
Yes.
His real name is not Todd from Breaking Bad, however.
It's not.
Lucas. And he's a really nice guy.
He's a great dude.
But he looks exactly like Todd from Breaking Bad.
He does.
So I got to tell you, that's all I see when it comes around.
Yeah.
And I'm really thankful that he's nicer than Todd from Breaking Bad, because that guy was mean.
He was mean. We had this guy in studio a couple months ago, I guess. And he played, and it was great.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was stupendous.
I don't know that I've listened to this single before. So
let's check it out.
He submitted something new to us. It's from his Dear Baby record. Song's called The Downside of Paris. Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Yes.
Static. Faith in Foxholes from their Dear Baby record. It's a Locals Rule submission. The Downside of Paris. Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Tell us what you think, guys.
I feel like, I've heard most of this record. This is like a nice, chill record.
It
like when
chill.
You're at home, you're making dinner, you're doing something. This is like that good background music that I love it. I'm a fan of Faith in Foxholes, but
yeah.
What did people say?
Bill says, chill,
yeah.
But not so much.
Okay.
Han says, well, these guys have a nice... Huh? What happened? He says
that was good.
He fell asleep. Kayla says, dang, son, that was chill. I dig it, though. Thanks, Mom. TJ says, you should have said no. You should have gone home. You should have thought twice before you let it all go. I shouldn't be asking myself why. You should be begging for forgiveness at my feet. You should have said no.
What?
Barry. The thing is, when I read it the way I do, nobody's ever going to know which artist sang those lyrics.
Ah, okay.
So you're welcome, TJ.
Nicely done. That was swiftly taken. Next up, this is a culture shock, I believe.
Yeesh.
Sweatshirt weather.
Yes, and this actually came from a listener. They posted it on our wall last week. They were like, love to hear this on Static Radio. Checked it out. And it's a culture shock. The band's not like a professing Christian band or whatever.
Right.
And it just sounds like, I'll let you guys be the judge.
Okay. Song's called Sleepy Eyes. It's a culture
Sleepy
shock.
Eyes.
From a band called Sweatshirt Weather.
Yep.
Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Right now.
Static.
Dig.
Sweatshirt weather.
So many people are digging it right
Sleepy
now.
Sleepy eyes. Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Song... Sleepy eyes.
Patty says, Barry, if you keep playing chill songs, you might bring back winter. Stop it. All right, we'll work on that for you, Patty.
Oh, Patty.
TJ says, if you could see that I'm the one who understands you, been here all along. So why can't you see you belong with me? You belong with me.
Wow.
Dig. David digs it. Jet Sky in Rio. Ah, yes. Dig. Brian digs it. Han says, nice guitar work. Dig, pretty chill. Interesting thing I was reading up about the band yesterday.
Yeah.
I guess it's normally they're like a pop rock band or whatever. And the bass player played the lead guitar, acoustic, or whatever on this. And so all that, that's the bass player.
Wow.
So he's very, very talented. Wish I could be like that guy. Joshua says, Barry, please. And Bill says, oh, snap, that was fly.
Okay. There you go. Tell us what you think about, and with all culture shocks, tell us what you think about the lyrics, what it invokes in you, what it brings out. That's part of the purpose of why we have culture shock. Now, apparently we need to pick it up for Patty. Mm. She's tired of the slow jams.
Yeah.
Is this next one a more picked up jam, or where are we going?
This is a much more picked up jam.
Okay. We love this dude. His name is Mike Maines and the Branches.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a record that we enjoy. Our dear friend Hoops.
Mad Hoops.
He was part of that record, putting it together and making it sound super fly.
And so yesterday we got in touch with the man himself,
yeah,
Mr. Matt Hoops, and said, hey, what's the next single going to be?
Yeah.
And he recommended two songs, and he said, pick whichever one. And so we went with this one.
There you go.
It's called Take It All.
Yes.
By Mike Maines and the Branches. And this record did just come out last week.
Yeah.
Like the brand new Mike Maines. Hoops produced it.
Yeah, Matt Hoops from Reliant K.
Zach Farrow, that used to be in Paramore, played drums on it. And Mike Maines and crew are a great band.
Yeah, they sound cool. So the song is Take It All. Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static. Mike Maines and the Branches, Take It All. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Check it out, everybody. Like it on some Mike and Maines.
Yeah. Tell us what you think.
They're digging it.
Yeah.
Josh digs it. Brian Lopez says, all around, yes, the production is great and the guitar tone is fantastic. Travo says, take it all the way, Static. I can dig it. Jets Guy Rio says, who took the chicken off the plate and put it in the fridge? Mike did. Dig. I don't know. And then Thebes said, and I think he sums it up best, in the pitfalls of life, this song is a defender of all that is good.
It's a great jam.
It's a good
jam. If you're in a funk, if you're like down, if you're not feeling it today, Mike Maines' record is one of those that just like gets you moving and you're like, yeah, hey, all right.
Oh man, Patty comes out and says, I like the music, but the voice is not clear enough for me, Barry.
Patty Dickinson.
Patty
Woman,
Dickinson.
You need to calm down. You are just too critical today.
Woo!
Rejoice in the Lord and be happy.
This is a Tuesday now.
We got good music
it
for
ain't
you, Patty.
Monday now, Monday.
We're trying. Yeah. Gosh, Patty.
He sings quickly, but I think that's maybe let's put a little effort into figuring out what he's saying. I don't know. That's just me.
We need Patty in studio.
We do.
We need her to come in studio at some
point. I know you've said before that she's hilarious.
She is hilarious. We got to get her in studio. It's going to happen at some point. I'm telling you. Have your people call my people, Patty.
Hey, thank you guys for listening and sharing your time with us.
Absolutely.
Even when we disagree about stuff, we really appreciate your feedback and your opinions.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we love it when you poke fun at us. Just not too much. Don't poke too much fun.
We still have a couple culture shocks, and coming from Douglas.
Douglas.
The intern.
Yeah, we do.
One coming from our afternoon drive lady there, Celeste.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited about those. We also got brand new John Mark McMillan coming up. A new Arcade Fire track that they premiered on Jimmy Fallon.
I just came up with a rhyme in my head. You can poke fun, but don't poke too much fun because then it's a pit. And when you poke too much fun, you come off like a jerk. And nobody wants to be like that, guys. Up next, this is Gentleman Hall. It's called All Our Love. Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
See you awesome morning party.
Now!
Static! Gentleman Hall, All Our Love.
Hey!
Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Woo! Travo says, is that a sound from the 80s? Nice, it's coming back to me. Mohawks and mall bangs. Dig. Wait, is that a hairstyle or is that something else?
Mohawks and mall bangs?
I don't know.
The mall when you're at the mall and
you're... Oh, dude.
That was 80s.
For real 80s.
Walking around the mall and you're like, whoa!
I remember being a kid in the 80s and seeing like the teenagers and all the craziness and it was like, what? That's what I'm gonna look like? And thankfully. Thankfully, I was a teenager in the 90s, and it was worse. Thanks. fashion.
Come on.
Bill Peterson says, getting jiggy, dig. Thebe says, when you're in combat, sometimes you have to retreat from the battle zone and enter the dark chambers of your heart and break out the music. Otherwise, you'll go berserk. Thank
True
you for
words.
That fascinating glimpse.
Never spoken.
Into your life.
What?
Thebe?
Did he like the song?
Maybe. Caleb Cooper did. He says he digs these guys quite a bit.
All right.
We also had some just likes from Ricky. And then, of course, from Caleb also.
All right. Tell us what you think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We are in the middle of New Music Tuesday. Your opportunity to vote on the new songs we're adding to the station. Tell us what you think.
Patty's back.
Oh, yes.
She says, I like the songs that don't require all of my mind power from my mind palace to interpret the lyrics. But I love the synth sounds of the song. Dig.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for coming out of your mind palace to speak with us, Patty.
Beautiful. Love it.
Patty's Mind Palace, brought to you today by Milk.
Milk Life.
Milk Life. Just milk it. All right.
Now, speaking of using your mind brain powers from your mind palace, I apologize, Patty, because that's what you're going to have to do now.
Ah!
This next one comes from Doug, our intern, who
says,
bro, fave band right now, Bayside.
Bayside.
There's a song they do. It's called Time Has Come. I think it'd be an incredible culture shock. Here's what it means to me. And we said, wow.
Dang,
okay.
Dude. All that said, if you don't like it, you got to blame Doug. It's not our fault. He'll be back on Thursday.
That's right. Our intern, Doug. Tell us what you think about it. Tell us what these lyrics mean to you, what it brings out in you. It is a culture shock. It's Bayside. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static. Bayside, Time Has Come, Dig It or Bury It, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Tell us what you think about the new music.
Culture shock from Bayside.
Yeah. Peeps digging it?
TJ says, I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 22. Everything will be all right if you keep me next to you.
Oh, man.
You don't know about me, but I'll bet you want to. Everything will be all right if we just keep dancing like we're 22. Ooh, ooh. 22. Ooh, ooh.
It's not oh.
Maybe. I went with the ooh sound because of the two O's.
Oh, okay.
I feel like if it would have been O-O, there would have been two H's.
Oh, okay.
But I could be wrong.
Got you.
I've never listened to Taylor Swift's new album.
Is
so
that
I'm not
Taylor
sure.
Swift?
I don't know. I was just saying I've never listened to Taylor Swift.
Got you.
I was just throwing it out there.
Right.
Thebe says, I'm going to go all crazy bomber on the song. Dodge them like they gremlins.
All right.
I don't know. Oh, gosh. There's a specter at the door.
Yep.
An inspector.
Yeah.
Of theology. Michael Harvey says, Matt's drink, The Red Eye, a wake-up song, and it talks about asking questions in cartoons. Cool. Sean Brickleback says, I like potatoes.
Nice.
Rachel says, dig, love Bayside. Caleb says, not bad. I think I'll grab a shovel and dig this one. Jets Guy Rio, drumming on streetlights, banging on a trash can. Nice Dougie Doug, dig.
Nice.
I love that song.
Yeah.
Do you remember that from Doug, the cartoon?
Oh, no.
Banging on a trash can.
Who are you?
Drumming on a street light. Strumming on my banjo.
Wow.
Travo says, not huge on the Blink 180. Or he just said Blink 82 sound, however. I can dig it.
All right.
Patty says, I can understand the lyrics, guys. The time has come to dig
yes.
the song. Thank
yes.
you, Patty.
All right.
So happy to be able to present a song that you like.
And just in time to make it so cookie cutter and normal that she actually enjoys a song, we've got new Arcade Fire.
Good luck with this one.
Song's called Afterlife. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Team Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static. Arcade Fire, Afterlife. Tell us what you think, dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
You listen, I had to shorten that song. All of the songs on the new Arcade Fire album are just long.
Yeah.
If you've been watching Jimmy Fallon, they played on the show the other night.
And they premiered that song.
Yeah, it was an excellent performance.
Yeah.
They busted
Enjoyed
the stage
it.
Out almost to the audience.
Yeah. It was very cool.
I've been enjoying Jimmy Fallon, man.
I know.
And Seth Meyers started last night.
Friday, when Justin Timberlake was on Jimmy Fallon for The Tonight Show, it was the highest ratings The Tonight Show has had in 20 years. It's pretty good.
20 years.
20 years.
And Jay Leno was on there for 22.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something to be said, Fred. I don't know, y'all. I don't know about it. Jet Sky in Rio says, shoot it, but don't eat it like Steve-O wants to eat penguins. Gosh, Steve-O. I know.
I'm sorry.
Penguins.
Yeah. Yeah. My bad.
I had to poke. Bury that noise and don't get one of them singing coffins.
Okay. Right.
Do you remember we talked about this?
Who is Bill Peterson?
I don't know. Bill Peterson has come down from the ski lodge out of the 80s.
Did he go see Miley Cyrus in concert?
He's
and
been
all
hanging
of a sudden,
us out.
He's just like,
hey, Bill,
hanging
you've been,
out with the cool kids.
Bill, you've been twerking too hard, man. Twerking too hard. TJ says, well, they can't all be home runs. Kind of like my theme, apparently. Why you got to be so mean? TJ, you get your feelings off of your shoulders.
What?
Chips.
Yeah.
Jeff says, been trying to give Arcade Fire the benefit of a doubt for forever, but I finally concluded that I'm not a fan. Sorry if that's heresy. Hey, that's not heresy.
It's not heresy.
Except if you're talking to Tim Skipper, he'll probably punch you in the face.
What?
He loves Arcade Fire.
He does. He
loves them. Travo says, this song put me in the Depeche mode. Thebe says, guessing this song wins the pole position for New Music Tuesday, going to go down to the river, raid the haunted house, and dig dug this to the Moon Patrol.
Beautiful. I loved it. Seth Rogen currently
fantastic.
Writing a film right now based on the Sega Genesis versus the
yes.
Nintendo. And I can't
pole
wait to
position.
See that console war. Of course,
yes.
That was Atari. That was I get it. That was Atari.
Talk about an interesting movie.
Yeah, I can't wait.
If you grew up in the 80s/90s, then you know about the Sega Nintendo
right?
war.
If you grew up in the future past.
The future past. Past future. Future huh? past. Oh, I see
what
you
I did.
Yeah, Crystal says she digs it. Patty says, I was born in 1980, so my heart beats synth sounds. Sometimes you have to overlook the vocals, and sometimes you just can't. Barry.
Wow. Whoa. All right.
David says, new LOLs. I dig it, though. Yeah, it did come out a little bit ago, but it's new to the station.
Oh, yeah. No, it's the new single. It's not a brand new song.
Nah.
It's on their record.
Of course, David.
Thanks, hipster David.
No, some people are just ahead of the game.
Yeah.
They're so far ahead of the game, they're almost behind it.
Wait, what? John Mark McMillan, he's got a brand new song.
Yes, he does. Well, I'm sure it's not brand new. I'm sure someone's heard
it
before.
He was in the studio. He was in the studio, so this was probably recorded about 6 months ago.
We don't know.
So it's new to somebody who's never heard it, but
that's
maybe
true.
Not to John Mark McMillan. Maybe this is old. Maybe he wrote it down a couple years ago.
Should
didn't
we start,
have a chance to put it on the record, but
should we start calling all of the songs used? Like used vehicles? They're new to you, buddy, but they're used. Somebody has had this before.
Got a used song from John Mark McMillan. Could be new to you, could be old, future
I guess
past.
Technically you could call every song used since the Beatles. Whoa!
Hey!
Look out!
Dig it or bear it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
You hold the reins on the sun and the moon like a horse is driven by kings.
John Mark McMillan, future past.
It's very nice of him to write the theme song for the new X-Men movie.
And that song was a present.
Mmm.
To your ears.
That was pretty good. Michael Harvey says, coffee, black, no fancy sugar waters added. Basic, but gets the job done and warms the body up.
All right.
Ricky echoes our sentiment. She digs this used song.
Ah, yes.
And she wants to remind us, PSA, everybody, true hipsters don't like new things anyway.
There we go.
There you
all
go.
All of our music is used.
Jet Sky and Rios is Barry, straight
okay.
up.
Okay.
He's letting right. he's letting his dig be dig and his Barry be Barry.
There you go.
Barry good. Travo says, this song is going to make me milk life today. Love this guy. McMillan rocks. Dig. Booyah. Milk life.
Hashtag milk life.
Do it.
Amazing. Oh, man. Speaking of milk and life, our afternoon girl.
Bill Peterson said, that's whack. Don't you spell whack with an H? I don't know. Maybe not.
That's only if it's wiggity whack.
Wiggity whack.
Yes.
Wiggity whack.
Yes.
What were you about to say about Celeste?
She hooked us up with a jam of epic proportions.
She did.
You know, going through all this new music. And if you have a suggestion for Static Radio, send us it through email. studio@mystaticradio.com. You can also Facebook us. Facebook.com/mystaticradio.
That's right. And if you were listening, then you know we do pay attention to our Facebook.
We really do. On in the afternoons from 2 to 6, Celeste said, hey, I'm digging this band right now, and there's one song in particular that I feel like would be a great culture shock. If you don't know about culture shock, mystaticradio.com/culture shock. Our website has it all.
Yeah, and just to clarify, this is an old song, too. It's from an album that was released in 2011.
It's used. It's used. The Strokes, Dig It or Bury It, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Now.
The Strokes, Two Kinds of Happiness.
Hang on, I'm tweeting.
Dig It or Bury It, facebook.com/mystaticradio. What you tweeting over there?
I'm saying that hashtag milk life is the new hashtag YOLO.
Yeah, pretty much. If you're just joining us and you missed it, Milk, they're dropping their Got Milk campaign. And it's very sad. They're adding a new one, though. Milk life.
Milk life.
That's real life.
That is.
I don't know what to... Okay, moving on.
Do I hear an EAS?
New Music Tuesday. It's going down right now. You can chime in, tell us what you think about all the new music.
Let's see what the folks say about the Strokes. Two Kinds of Happiness. Michael Harvey says, triple tall, five pump vanilla, soy, no whip with caramel sauce mocha.
What?
Fancy song, and feel like there's a lot going on. Maybe too complex for me. Maybe need to add another pump and chocolate.
Gross.
Travo says, hashtag used music Tuesday. Gotta have some fun with the Strokes. They're like a tall glass of Mountain Dew in the morning. Let me correct you. They're a tall glass of milk, hashtag milk life, in the morning. Thebe says, this is taking up too much space. Invaders of Ghost Manor should parachute this off a cliff with many holes in the parachute.
Wow.
Man, he's going, he is vintage video game.
Yeah, right is, now. He is.
Jet Sky Rio says, ugh, Celeste is awesome. I'm not reading the rest. Dig. Or do I don't worry, I'm not cra-cra. You forgot your wise friend.
Cray-cray.
Cray-cray.
Oh, okay.
Josh says, I dig anything by the Strokes. Thanks for listening, Josh. We appreciate it.
There you go. Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. We have to take a quick break. Right back. We have two more tracks, including one from a band we haven't heard from in quite a while.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited to premiere this one. I have not heard it yet.
Oh.
So a couple tracks right around the corner for New Music Tuesday. Steve Austin Morning Party.
Hey!
Static.
It's the time.
Time for
New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
Ah, yes.
Well done.
Welcome back to the sounds of Used Music Tuesday. In a rare turn of events, Bill Peterson's computer died, though he texted in promptly. Yes! 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 Yes!
Hey, guys.
I really just got that text.
I just tried to encourage Mitch in there to use hashtag milk life, and she said, I can't. I'm lactose intolerant. And I said, hey, are you life intolerant?
That's right.
Hashtag milk life, guys. Don't let it pass you by.
Oh, man. For everything it's worth, milk life.
Milk it.
Gosh.
That is horrible and genius.
Yeah, it's the worst.
It's the new YOLO.
It's terrible. It's really terrible. Not terrible, however, are the two songs we have left for New Music Tuesday.
Booyah!
Including this band we haven't heard from in quite some time, man.
Check this out. Ruth, the band Ruth.
Yeah.
Old Dustin.
Yeah.
He decided to pull a Beyonce.
Ah!
And the band just dropped this album last week, or the EP, rather. It's an EP called Voila.
Out of nowhere!
Out of nowhere. No press. No, nothing.
Didn't even know they were together.
Ain't nothing about it. Now you dig me dig and you bury me bury. You ain't gonna be ninjin' where they ain't need no ninja.
Where did they come from? Because I swear you are friends with these guys and didn't even know they were together.
They're from Washington State.
I know, but I mean, where did this record come from?
I don't know.
Okay.
You know what? Me and Dustin used to talk a lot.
Mm.
But then we dropped it. We dropped it like it was hot.
Oh, man.
Because we decided that milk had got old that we'd bought. And that, get out of the bed and sleep on a cot.
What?
I know.
Oh.
Have you ever used a cot at a hotel? It's the worst.
Yeah, it's
they
true.
Never, they
it's
are
all
never
for not.
Comfortable, thank yeah. you.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, we're bringing new Ruth to the spot. Tell us what you think.
Yeah. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Rosa, dear. Dig it or bury it. Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Shot.
Static. Ruth.
Rosa dear.
Yes. Static Rosa. Radio. Good morning. Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party and your Tuesday, which means Tuesday new music of old.
Used music Tuesday.
Yes, there you go. Oh, man.
It's used, but it's new to you and new to us, new to the station.
This is brand new. We didn't even know Ruth was still together.
Yeah, this is actually new music.
Pretty sure we thought they broke up, and then all of a sudden they're like, new record! Boom! Here it is! So I like surprises like that. Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Let's see what the people have to say. Bill Peterson says, fresh. Thebe says, Frogger. Crystal says, if their other stuff sounds like this, why have I not heard of them?
Oh, dude, yeah.
Dig, and maybe my new fave band. Hey, if you feel like that, Crystal, you need to get on their Facebook, show them some support, because I know every band likes that.
They have been around for a long time and yet have not had a record in years, so been missing them.
Jet Sky Rio says, meh, I want to hunt demons.
Oh, man.
That's cool.
They got a new song. You can go listen to it. It sounds like everything else they've ever put out.
Who?
Demon Hunter.
Yeah, it does. Because we listened to it.
It sounds good. It was like, okay, cool. Yep, that's Demon Hunter.
That's a Demon Hunter
right
song.
Right on, guys.
Patty says, oh, sweet mystery of life. At last you found me. Dig. I'll bring baked goods if I get to come to the studio.
Yes,
well,
Patty!
You just made
it.
A deal.
Sealed the deal.
There it is.
It's got to happen.
Milk life.
We'll work out the details later. Heyo, details.
Details.
Andrew Bell. Last but not least.
This was a track that I was really excited about.
Yeah, Andrew Bell, this new record of his that's not necessarily brand new because it's been out for a couple months now, but it's brand new to the airwaves.
We have to clarify.
Gosh,
we
okay.
have to.
Used Music Tuesday, Andrew Bell. This is on his latest record that did not come out today. It's been out for a few months, and yet Andrew Bell, one of my absolute favorite artists of 2013 and eking into 2014.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible stuff. The song is called Details. Tell us what you think. This wraps up our New Music Tuesday. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Hey.
Static. Andrew Bell.
So.
Song's called Details. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
You know, I feel a special connection with that album.
Yeah.
Because it's called Black Bear.
Yeah.
And we encountered a black bear
we
one time.
Did. We were on the news.
We were that's on the local news.
You know what sucks is anytime anything happens, that's our go-to story. That's like our claim to fame. Because
we found
on the
a bear
news
one time.
Because we were confronted by a black bear and it got up a tree and then got tranked and probably destroyed. But hey, that's not the important thing.
Hey,
yeah, you know, the important thing is we stood up to a black bear and lived. And so we're going to tell our kids
we lived.
And our grandkids.
Hey,
and
we lived.
That's what we're going to cling to. We're those guys. Except we're not even that old yet, so why are we clinging to that story? We have so much life to live, man.
Milk
life!
Milk it! Gosh! If you're sitting on your couch like a bump on a log and you can get off of milk life.
Yeah, no more living in the past. Milk it!
Milk wasted. Bill Peterson said, dude, that's fly. Might actually make it on my mixtape.
Yeah, dude.
Hashtag milk life. I guess his computer booted back
Milk
up.
Life? Hey, don't spoil it. Milk life.
Oh, check this out. Jet Sky and Rio says, well, Steve-O, you lied. Last week you said you would play the new Demon Hunter. We did play it, just not on the air.
We did. We played it in the office, and it was like, okay.
That's okay. I want to hear country anyway. Not really. I dig the details. Bring on the river.
Oh,
you know
snap.
A dream is like a river.
Ever changing as it goes.
Yeah, and the dream is just a vessel. That must follow.
It must follow where it goes.
Brandy says she really loves Andrew Bell, so yes, please. Thebe says, seems that this is kind of a super breakout song. For that, it gets the Chuck Norris Super Kicks dig.
Okay.
Rebecca says, dig it. Patty says, dig it. Matt, I am an excellent backup singer for on-the-spot made-up songs, too.
Oh, snap. Gauntlet of Awesome thrown down.
There it is.
We're going to make this happen, Patty.
It's gonna happen.
See what happens? You do something funny on Facebook, you get noticed, and then next thing you know, you're in studio hanging out.
It's true. Sometimes and
also
sometimes
helps that you actually know the person.
You enter into situations that just seem overwhelming.
Yeah.
You know, much like if you're running through a field and you encounter a cow. Okay. And when life throws you a cow, you got to milk it. Milk life, friends. Don't run away. Milk it. Milk life. Hashtag milk life.
Amazing. That wraps up New Music Tuesday. Coming back, we're going to talk a little bit more about this 13-year-old who received a felony for throwing snowballs.
Woo!
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Milk life.
Stay.
You say that I'm a fool.
3, 2, 1. Welcome back.
Now back to Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Nicely done.
I need to eat.
I know you do.
I'm going to eat so much food today.
It is Team Awesome Morning Party. Welcome to the show. Man, if you're just joining us in the 7 o'clock hour, we discussed this a little bit. One 13-year-old boy facing felony charges for throwing a snowball at a police officer.
And my, the conversation allegedly snowballed itself.
Apparently. We were just trying to give both sides, and we may have upset some.
Yeah, I want to clarify something, because a guy posted, and he said, I can't believe what I'm hearing on the radio.
Yeah.
This is a police, you know, like it's a felony.
We need to respect them.
If you spit at a police officer, if you push at him, if you throw anything, and I totally
understand. It is a felony charge. So that's why we're talking about this. A 13-year-old boy allegedly threw a snowball at a police officer. It's disputed whether it hit the officer or it hit the car.
Yeah.
But either way, this 13-year-old was picked up, arrested, detained, if you will.
Yeah, and I don't think it's right.
Charged with the felony.
For people to disrespect officers putting themselves in the line of duty at all. You know, like military, police, firemen, the whole shebang. You know, those are the people that put their lives on the line for us every day. Every single day.
And we had a caller this morning who called and said, man, we had a police officer at our school, and he got hit in the line of fire with a snowball during a snowball fight. And he did something very unexpected. He got down with them and massive snowball fight. Had fun with the kids. So that's kind of cool.
That is cool.
On the flip side, that's why we kind of brought it up. It's one of those situations of, well, it's in Chicago.
Yeah.
It's a 13-year-old. There were 15 guys together in a group walking from school. Police officer's car parked, you know, right outside the school across the street. A snowball was flung, hit the car or the officer's arm, depending on who you ask.
Yes.
And this boy was detained and arrested, facing felony charges of assault and battery on a peace officer. Thoughts? 505-338-3700. Static!
What up, dude?
Shane!
I think when you see a story like this, you really got to take into account where they're at. I think that this kind of a reaction from a police officer tells you a lot about what's going on where they are.
Yeah, right. It's true.
I think a lot of people, you know, we're in a pretty good area where we see, you know, a police officer getting down and getting involved in a snowball fight, for instance, right? And it's no big deal. But I think when you see a law enforcement officer in the field making those determinations and saying, well, wait a minute, this is decidedly not that kind of an environment.
Yeah.
And this is not what's going on here. And that's the reaction that you see. Now, from us, when you're out of context, you're going to look at that and say, dude, this guy's overreacting. Come on. But at the same time, there are 13-year-olds out there committing murder.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
Right.
So I think that without being on site, I'm going to lean on the law enforcement officer side of it and say, hey, you know what? Maybe this is the kid that needs that wake-up call.
There you go.
All right, guys. Have a great day. Right.
Yeah,
love you.
Love you too, Shane.
And that's what Frank said on Facebook. He said, also, by following through with this charge, he sets an example for the other 14 boys. There are consequences for actions like these.
Right, right.
Absolutely. Yeah. I guess but I like what Shane said too, like in the situation, you want to see the police officer making the decision, judging the situation, and applying the law as necessary. Kind of like RoboCop. I'm not kidding, and this sounds stupid. We went to see RoboCop expecting just like some humdrum action movie.
Right.
And all of a sudden, we're in the thick of all these like moral dilemmas and philosophical questions. And that was one of the things posed in the movie. I know this sounds stupid, and I'm not trying to make light of a terrible situation. But just hear me out.
Okay.
The whole argument was the machines that they were using on the field were faster. They would make decisions like in a split second.
Yeah.
Just applying the do-do-do-do-do-do because they were machines. Mm-hmm. And then the other side of the argument was, yeah, but you want a human in there because the human can, like, how's he feeling, like the feeling of the situation, the judgment call, not based on statistics or, you know, math or whatever, but it's applying him, like putting himself in the situation.
Right.
And that's kind of what's going on here. Like, what right. do we want? Do we want, like, the boom, law enforcement, boom, the law has been applied?
Right.
Or do we want the officer to
show mercy.
Well, and not just that, just to judge the situation. Now, obviously, in this situation, that's probably exactly what happened. Because, just like Shane said, context, context, context.
This is Chicago we're talking about.
This is Chicago.
This isn't some podunk little town somewhere where good old boys and they're just having some fun.
If this happened in Moorville, Mississippi, number one, I would be shocked that it had snowed enough to make a snowball. Number two, I would be crazy shocked if some officer did that in, like, because it's like... Come on,
right,
man.
Right.
Are you kidding me? And maybe that's kind of where I'm coming from a little bit, showing my hand there. Like,
yeah,
I'm,
because for me, Las Vegas, New Mexico, kid would have been arrested. Kid would have been facing felony charges because I went to West Las Vegas right up, you know, a couple hours north of Albuquerque.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little rough.
Is it rough?
A little more rough
yeah.
than it is here in Albuquerque even. And yeah.
And I didn't grow up anywhere near a ghetto. I don't even know if when I was a kid if there really was a ghetto in Tupelo, Mississippi. And I grew up in the county. You know, like way out in the woods. Seriously, when you hear people say in the sticks,
right.
that's where I grew up. In the sticks. You probably don't hear that a lot out here in New Mexico.
Yeah. But, tell us what you think.
Yeah.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We posted the article. We got a lot of comments on Facebook. We can get some of those
well.
Let's
read Sherwood Montoya's comment. As a former juvenile officer and
okay.
a father of two awesome God-fearing boys, I understand the need to address the issue of the assault and battery on a peace officer. And I can see one thing leading to another to guide a child to and from further recidivism. I don't know. I'm going to say, I guess, a life of crime. Of course, just because it happened in Chicago, blaming the criminal trend on what the boy did is and should not be an issue. I can honestly say, as a law enforcement professional, speculating on why an officer charged this young man with a felony is only one half of the story. As Frank Johnson has mentioned, A and B on a PO, assault and battery on a peace officer, is a felony.
Right.
Personally, I would have picked up a snowball and tossed one back. And the news article would have read, officer arrested for assault and battery
you know
on a child, ensuing a, inciting a riot, felony acting under the color of law, and the list goes on. You know this charge would be pled down and probably be dismissed, and the officer will be fired because of some lawsuit against the department. I just think this is a waste of time and money, thanks to our dear president, we do not have. Smiley face.
Great points. Because you never know the situation. You're
it's
right.
True.
Let's say the police officer was quote unquote cool and did get out of the car and throw a snowball
then
back
those kids
and then
were like,
fight. Hey, the officer. But then one kid gets hit in the eye wrong and all of a sudden the officer was out of line and the officer sued.
So
and
true.
So
in this day and age, so true.
Gotta obey the law of the land. The law of the land says if you throw anything at a police officer, it's assault and battery on a peace officer. So, you know, that makes perfect sense.
It does.
So what do you think? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Should we give this kid one more try? I mean...
Okay. Milk life, guys.
Steve Austin Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Team Awesome Morning Party. Making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist. A little more awesomest.
Good morning. 9:45 now. Happy Tuesday. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Oh, yes.
Steve Onteo here with you, and we would be remiss if we didn't do something edumacational today, because let's be honest.
Edumacational.
People tune in solely to learn life goals and lessons. Hashtag milk life.
Yeah. Don't miss out.
I'm just saying.
We got some more comments on our story.
Yeah?
Speaking about...
life lessons?
Yeah.
Life, yeah.
Actually, life lesson, that's a good way to say it. Jet Sky in Rio,
about that.
He says,
yeah.
As a former juvenile delinquent, and now a grown-up, I can see where the officer's coming from. I can imagine the kid did it to be a very snarky kid, not to harm the officer.
Right.
However, I side with the officer. Things could have been a lot worse. I agree with you guys. I can foresee the case being dismissed.
Yeah. Talking about a 13-year-old in Chicago who is facing a felony charge of assault and battery on a police officer, on a peace officer. After, hit an officer in the arm with a snowball. Tell us your thoughts on that, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's interesting.
It's
the
an
world
interesting thing.
We live in. Now, we are 88.3 FM. We're on the education band for a reason. It's to bring educational things to your life like this. Found a list of our bathroom habits.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And I'm shocked
to
discover this number, which means it's probably higher because this is the percentage of people who actually are willing to admit this. More than 30% of people on average do not wash their hands after going to the bathroom. 30%. One in three people you shake hands with today did not wash their hands after they did their business.
I got immunities.
You got immunities?
So I'm all good.
Gosh.
He's got immunities!
Yeah. 9 out of 10 read in the bathroom. I feel like that's why it takes some people, not calling out my co-host in any way, shape, or form.
Me.
Never.
No, I'm always talking to a guy about a horse.
You take 10 minutes.
No, I've timed
it. What game is it that you're playing?
It's not 10 minutes.
What game is it?
It's 8 minutes.
8 minutes. Is it a game? Is it Facebook?
No.
Let's be honest. It's a phone, right?
I usually get stuck reading articles. Like, seriously.
Yeah.
What was it? The other day I went in there and we were talking about something and I started like researching background crap about what we were talking about. And then I was like, whoa! Background crap.
Just say, okay.
Yep.
I'm so glad you did that.
Yep.
It's true. On average, each toilet in the United States gets flushed 5 times a day. Huh.
What?
Young people, ages 18 to 24, create the bottlenecks by spending more than 60 minutes a day in the bathroom.
Bottlenecks.
60 minutes a day!
Now, you will not find that happening.
Yeah. 65%. This is something I cannot do.
I hope you guys are ready for a little more toilet humor.
Okay. 65% confess to using the phone from the throne, if you will.
Yeah, I don't do that. Especially
I cannot.
In public
it's hollow,
restrooms. Yeah.
It's weird, and the people are like, hey, are you using the bathroom? Huh?
No, I'm in a cave.
And then I got to finish this conversation, and I won't flush. I'm just going to keep talking, and then once the conversation's over, that's when I'll actually flush.
No,
or you flush and rush, and you run out the door.
You're on speakerphone. That's what it is. No, I'm in a warehouse. I'm in the gymnasium.
65% of people confess to using the phone. If I ever have, which I'm not saying.
It's an emergency.
And I've never, ever said, yeah, man, totally. My bad. Now, here's one thing that I found interesting, and I am part of this percentage. 97% of people say that the toilet paper must unroll from the top.
I agree.
100%. And if it's coming out upside down, weird style, I will get angry, and I will find a way. I will flip it.
You'll flip it?
I will. I have to.
Yeah.
It is a weird pet peeve of mine. Who puts the toilet paper roll upside down?
Enemies.
You don't unroll it from the bottom. It's always got to come from the top, people.
When you are replacing a toilet roll, you need to remember your friends.
Yes.
And 97% of people think it should come from the top.
It has to come from the top. Man, never from the bottom.
Never started from the bottom, now we're here.
Yeah.
Started at the bottom, now the toilet paper here. It's important.
So glad we've come to the end of this journey.
Yeah. Milk Life, guys.
Milk Life. If you miss any part of the program, mystaticradio.com. We do have a podcast for your listening pleasure. Thanks to everybody who chimed in today.
Yeah.
Incredible feedback on Facebook.
We love your opinions.
Great stories.
We love New Music Tuesday and getting to hear. It's funny because I just noticed a girl named Jody, like, if people tune in late, they'll apologize. They'll be like, I'm sorry, guys. I slept in. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. I know you guys miss me, right?
YouTube the song.
Yeah, I know,
okay, here's
I know
my
you
feedback.
Guys, you miss me.
It's important. You know what? And New Music Tuesday continues. Middays with Mitch up next. She will be showcasing some of the faves in the noon o'clock hour.
Yeah. Hey, quick traffic report. If you are going down Paseo Del Norte East towards 25,
forget
aside
it.
Aside from all the construction, there's also a stalled vehicle. The right lane is blocked at Paseo and Jefferson. So good luck.
All right.
Yeah.
That's it for us. We will see you guys again mañana.
Mañana.
Wednesday is always our favorite day. Comics Corner.
Whacked Out Wednesday.
Shock Therapy Live.
Milk Wasted Wednesday.
Good stuff. There you go. We'll see you guys then. You can check it out. The podcast, the awesomeness, the everything. MyStaticRadio.com/mornings. And again, Mitch up next. She will continue all these fun conversations, so you can chime in now at Facebook. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We'll see you next time on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Milk Life.
Static.